Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is All Relations United board member, E. Duan Bondap, to bring awareness about the Montagnard veterans from Vietnam. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you.
You're welcome. The Montagnard veterans are the indigenous Daga peoples of the Central Highlands of Vietnam. So what has the allegiance to the United States meant to the Montagnard veterans and to the indigenous Daga peoples?
We are the Montagnard veterans. During Vietnam War from 1961 that U.S. have been involved in the Vietnam War. And from 1962-63, then they hire our people and to be with Special Force and again Viet Cong. From that point, our people have been fought American troops. We are like brother and sister. Then we fight together, we die together along the way. But after war ended by 1973, American went home. Then we told them cannot be forget us and left behind. Then also when they went home, our people have been sadness and we have no hope to whom come to help us again. Until 1975, North Vietnam come over to South Vietnam. Then they look at us, the Daga Montagnard who joined with American troops. They have been arrested, have been killing, poisoned, and even their family, brother and sister have been arrested also. Because they hate us, they against us, because we are half American during Vietnam War. Then they fight against North Vietnam. Today, I be here to join with the Vietnam vets because most of our people have been joined and fight with the American during Vietnam War. Then some of those people have been deported like Francisco and other people as well. I am support them because we are the same page. Therefore, got us. Therefore, got all those who have been served the service and to protect our country. They give their lives away, then protect us, but now they forgot everything, how they can help them out. They report them to the Mexico and other people out there. But they have been serviced for a long time. Most of them at least like 12 years or 8 years. But now U.S. government have been deport them and not worry about them no more, let them freely to live their own way. But they have been in service. That's why I be here to support them. And all of us together in the same page, we need our government need to be pay attention and help them out. For any reason, because they have no place to live, no medical attention, they don't have any work, they don't have any job, so they are suffer because they already got benefit with the government, and our government, U.S. government, should be do something and help them out with somehow to take them back to the USA. That's one I hear to speak. And our people, the same thing in the Central Highlands. From that point, they never talk about us no more. They left us behind. Then Vietnamese have been genocide us and kill us like animals. And no one speak behalf to our people no more. But I'm here with Brian and Lawrence and all the relationship unit. We together, we will bring this issue and we bring out to speak out, let the people to know and let world to know about whatever happened to our people back home. One thing. From another thing, like our pastor, because the pastor come to our land and ministry come to our land, then we follow the Jesus Christ, we are Christian. All our Christian have been arrested. Our pastor have been poisoned. As many of our pastor have been died because we are follow the ministry from the USA. Vietnam don't like us because we are friends with USA. We are partnership. We are like a family.
So in 1975, you said they were abandoned by the United States. There were 50,000 Montagnard soldiers who went into the jungles and continued fighting the North Vietnamese. And then in 1992, 17 years later, they came out of the jungles and asked the United Nations for asylum. How many people were left?
We are about like 600 more people just came to United States. And most of our people have been killed in our villages, in our jungle, and many that have been arrested and that they put the chemical injection. Some of them like was in the jail in prison about 17, 18 years. When they released, their body was paralyzed and most of them have died. and they killed us in the jungle. One place in 1981, 82, and 83. One place, one time, they killed us almost over 4,000 people with machine gun.
So some of the Montagnard veterans or some of the Dega people were able to succeed in escaping Vietnam. And they came to the United States, crossing the Vietnamese border into neighboring Cambodia, then moved on into Thailand. So most of these refugees, about 12,000, now live in North Carolina. Are there other states that they now live in?
Yeah, we have more people living in the North Carolina, about 12,000 people there. And we are living some of those people in Texas and some of them in the Florida, some of them in the New York. But most of the population in the North Carolina is the most high.
So what does it mean the war has never ended for them, for the Montagnard veterans that still remain in Vietnam?
Because Vietnam never stopped about killing us, hunting us, and arrest us, and went to clean up our people in the Central Highland because of our land. So that is continued. Our people have been crossed the border to the Thailand because of their lives. They cannot stay in Vietnam no more because when they stay there, they arrest them, they put poisoning, and they kill them with any way, with figure way. They don't let the international know. They cover up everything about Vietnam genocide our people. Even during war, they killed an animal in 1972-73 in North Khartoum. It was like 250 villages was killing. Kid, brother, and sister, and mom and dad, all the family men and women and children, they just killed it all. So that no one can speak out, only the American CVS was there and speak it out.
So they're no longer in Vietnam. They've gone to Cambodia and to Thailand. And some of the young Dega girls and women are being human trafficked by the Vietnamese government to Saudi Arabia and other countries overseas, and their families never hear from them again. What can the United States do?
Yeah, that's what we hear. I mean, to speak out, because all kinds of things, they just try to get rid of our people there. And our young women, human trafficking, they just sold them to the Saudi Arabia, China, Indonesia, so on to other countries as well. Then they make them work for somebody and to be like, sold them to be had sex with anybody out there. They can get any money to support their government and to China government because they owe China. Then they do our people look like the item to sell to the international. That is not right.
So how did you reach out to All Relations United? They're based here in Las Cruces, New Mexico. They have a program called Stand Up for Our Veterans, and that's bringing awareness and assistance to Native American veterans. But you are a Montagnard veteran. How can All Relations United help you? And how can our community help you?
I have a friend, Brian. She's the one who really loves us and connect with me. And I have Lawrence. She's the one who connect with me. We all together, we have heart and loving and to stand together because those is not right. We need to stand and let people to know that we are together to stand point. Let people to know that we are not forget again.
And what does the U.S. owe the Montagnards? What does it mean? Why should we help them?
We are looking for U.S. have been to be recognize us. Because during Vietnam War, we never start war with nobody. Vietnam War is civil war between Vietnam North and Vietnam South. But the Vietnam War is start to my homeland, to my villages, to my farmland, and they kill in the trail. They kill during in the house. They kill during in the highway, in the farm. Many way, many places we're going, we're just afraid of the Vietnamese people because they know how to kill us. Of our land. That in the beginning war, they hide in our villages, then they call any gap, bomb in our villages. 85% have been destroyed by that war. And our people have been like killed, joined with American, over 70,000 people were killed. That's why we're asking USA just to recognize us. Because our people still in Thailand, the high end there, they have nothing sport for over people out there and overseas. Because the high end there, not because they want to be rich, not because they want to become something, because the Vietnam have been persecution, they want to kill them. But I would like USA to support them and take care of them, and we'll talk with the Thailand government to take care of them, not to deport them to the Vietnam. And also, I need Thailand to recognize them as the Montagnard people and a family, to give them, provide them a job and food, and to take care of them away from whatever danger from Vietnam. That's all I ask you to bring up, and the issue to our people, there need to be safety for their life.
So you're trying to bring awareness and to be recognized by the U.S. government and the peoples. And where can they find out more information?
We will send a letter and to them, and to we have been going through to U.S. Senate, Congress, and we will ask them to support us and to bring that issue to the government.
Now, does the website of allrelationsunited.org also have information about the Montagnard veterans?
That is correct. We're all together.
Thank you very much, Y Duan Buon Dap, to bring awareness about the Montagnard veterans from Vietnam to the United States and asking for their help. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.